I'd now like to welcome you to our service in a slightly different way by sharing my reflection on our theme for this month of February, which is power. As I considered this topic, I realized that recognizing and utilizing my personal power has been a lifelong challenge. I came to a crisis point in the late 1970s. Going through separation from my husband with full responsibility for two small children, I struggled to figure out the best direction to take as I graduated from my undergraduate program. Each consideration felt selfish in some way, and I often felt powerless to come to terms with the whole situation. My dear Uncle Tom, forever the educator, gave me a book called The Art of Selfishness by David Seabury, copyright 1937. The title alone was a game changer. The idea that selfishness could be healthy and not a sin was an eye-opener. Of course, the word art in the title was key to the premise of the book. There is a fine line between destructive and constructive selfishness. Learning the difference is paramount to finding and exercising one's own power. Seabury says constructive self-preservation is man's first duty. Without it, life makes parasites of us. Seabury tells the story that he once decided to go abroad in preparation for his vocation. His mother was 62 at the time, and 8 of her friends wrote, reminding him she was well along in years. They pleaded with him to not leave until she died. His mother passed away at the age of 93. The writers of the letters condemned Seabury as selfish because he left as he did. His mother suffered to have her wishes disregarded, but told him a few weeks before she died that one of the best things he had ever done for her was to leave her when and as he did. Had he not gone, he would have begun his training in his 50s and would have carried in his heart a grievance more hurtful to their relation than his absence. Also, he could not have been the financial and spiritual support his profession made possible. Seabury reached deep within himself and found his personal power in order to make one of the best decisions of his life. I too was able to reach past my fear of selfishness and find my personal power. I continued my education and ultimately put myself in a position where I have been able to support my family on multiple levels. Connecting with one's power is a continuing effort as decisions and challenges confront us on a regular basis. But recognizing and acting on one's personal power provides for a rich and rewarding life. This is a church where every person is welcome. So take a moment now in the loving spirit of this community to greet those seated around you.